Chapter 16. Spoiler. Imagine Me by Tahereh Mafi. In this chapter, we have gathered our favorite moments of the book and will share with you how we feel now that this is the last we will ever hear of the characters in the Shatter Me series. We will also review our not-so-favorite moments and what we thought of how Tahereh Mafi decided to wrap up this series. My name is Nesma. Turn the page.
Welcome to another chapter in Between the Pages. My name is Haneen.
And my name is Nesma.
And imagine me, finally. Yes. How do you feel?
I don't know. There's so many mixed feelings with this book. I still don't know how I truly feel. It's like I'm sad and happy. I'm happy that I read it, but I'm sad it's over. And then like there's this in-between of all these things that actually happened in the book. I still don't know how I truly feel. So
yeah.
How do you feel?
Okay. I feel a bit unmoored. I don't know. I feel like something is missing, which I usually feel after I finish a series. Thing is, I wasn't thinking that this is the last book in the series when I was reading it, you know? I just, Imagine Me is finally here, and then I start reading it, and when I finish it, it
started to dawn on you that, like, oh my god, this was the last one.
Yes, exactly.
No
like,
more.
I forgot this feeling. It's been a while since I finished the series. And I forgot this feeling,
how it like, feels like if you finish something and there's no more
It's like
of it.
These people are not in my life anymore, you know? It's horrible.
I mean, the thing is that I've made it, I really, really, really miss them already. Like the fact that I had to read it so quickly for the podcast because we started reading it once it came out immediately.
Yeah.
We only have the ebook, so we don't even have the proper book in our hands. For me, I was like reading it quickly, like fast paced, and I wasn't really like you said, like really thinking about the fact that this is the last one, like enjoy every minute of it. I was just like, oh my god, we have to do this fast. We need to record, we need to edit, we need to all in my head. And then like a couple hours before I finished the novel, Haneen texts me and Nesma's like, Nesma, enjoy it. I'm like, what do you want from me? Do you want me to read it quickly or do you want me to enjoy it?
I was like, okay, I'm not specific with her, but like I finished it before you, so I was like,
yeah,
I should tell her to enjoy it. So when she it's like,
yeah, I still have the idea in my head that when I get the book, we are gonna read the series from the beginning to the end.
I'm with you there. Yes, from the beginning to the end.
We need to just like take it in, everything, every little detail.
I know. I mean, like reading Shatter Me, knowing what you know now, is going to be interesting. It's like,
right? Knowing how it's gonna end. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god.
and not just the ending. Like a lot of Defy Me and Imagine Me was in the past. Was even before Shatter Me. So it's going to be like ordering the events again.
Yes.
So the bird. I wanna talk about the bird because it's like a symbol in the on the cover and like in the hall books, and I even have a bookmark that has the bird.
Oh yes, I saw that.
Our first insight into the bird, the white bird with streaks of gold atop its head like a crown, and it's in flight, was like in Juliet's head and then in Adam's tattoo and then in her realizing that Warner is the bird. But then that's ruined and Imagine Me when it was her mother's
Why? That was very interesting to read about.
And think about it. Adam was there in that menagerie with Juliet when he was 6.
Yeah.
And then he puts on that tattoo. Everything is in circle.
Everything is so connected.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the first thing you highlighted?
Highlighted as a quote?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get that. The first thing that I highlighted was something from Kenji's chapter, page 69. It was, though I'm terrified for Nazira, I realize she took that risk for me, for James. I really love that moment where she defended.
That was after the fight. Nazira took the chance of distracting them so they can... So Kenji can take James from Anderson's hands.
Yes.
Okay, the first thing I highlighted was... my bones against his bones. This is my home.
Aww. That's so cute.
Like, it reminded me of them in Ignite Me. It was this romantic in Ignite Me, I think. And
was this when he was holding her, when she was having her episode?
No, right before the episode.
Ooh, okay.
And she was going to tell him something. And she was thinking about how much she loves him. And he was feeling all of that. And then she has the episode. Bad timing, Emily, and bad timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something about that really was exhausting to read about. Like, all that pain and all that.
Yes.
It was painful, you know?
Yeah.
Even if you're not feeling what she's feeling, it's so scarring.
Yes, because it wasn't from her feeling the pain. It was Kenji watching her and Warner feel the pain. And it was like me in the room seeing someone in that kind of pain and that kind of agony.
And you can't do anything. Yeah.
You're trying and you're fighting and you can't do anything about it. And then they're so dear to your heart. So like, I think about Warner and I'm like, oh my God, what he must be feeling right now. How much is he containing? And like, at the same time, he's losing her and he can't do anything about it. And yeah. I thought he was going to have problems with her memory.
So, speaking of Warner, the fact that there are no Warner chapters whatsoever in this book, okay. She recovered the whole situation with two Warner chapters at the very end, okay? I was pretty pissed by the end, but then I was like, okay. But it still doesn't make up for the fact that how?
Why? We didn't see a Warner? And why? And, okay.
Like, please tell me there are Warner chapters, but you decided not to put them. Like, you can't tell me that...
And you must have a very good reason, and please put them on your website. Or make a different edition or something.
But please don't tell me you didn't write any because you didn't see a point in it. I don't know. Like, you can't just replace Warner with Kenji.
No.
That's not acceptable.
At all.
And
no. I thought of him overanalyzing everything he's feeling and then forcing himself not to feel anything. So that gave me that chance to fill in these gaps and actually feel Warner without him telling me what he's feeling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know what he's thinking. How is he working this in his head?
Exactly.
Like, what is he planning?
Is that too much to ask?
Like, why were we just in the dark like Kenji? It would have been, if you were looking for funny, it would have been funnier if we were in Warner's head and keeping things from Kenji.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, didn't. For example, there was this girl, the one that knocked on the door with the scorpions, like... How did he know she was an... Okay, I know he can read thoughts and everything. Or,
emotions.
Like, emotions, sorry.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, still, I would have loved to see that from Warner's perspective. Like, Kenji, the idiot,
true.
Just opening the door and letting in a random girl. And then...
like, a fan. And he keeps... Anyway, but I loved Kenji so much when he just took Warner's cue and, like, held the gun to her head, you know?
Yes.
It's like, this guy knows better, so yeah.
Yeah, so I better trust him.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah. That was like really reading each other, you know, mm-hmm. understanding each other, not second guessing, like, what are you doing? Like,
for a while, Kenji was...
Very skeptical of his behavior.
Of Warner's, yeah. Yes, and of their relationship.
Yeah, but I think that
deep down, Castle saw it, by the way, that like deep down they are connected.
Yeah,
and I love that. But yeah. I would have wanted to see that relationship from Warner's perspective as well.
I don't know. It is so important for Warner to be part of this as chapters, and I don't know why she didn't do it. It's really questionable.
Yes. If she didn't write them, didn't she want to explore that? I mean, we love the Warner chapters in,
yes,
in Restore Me and Defy Me. And then in the epilogue, 1, 2...
And that's it. One, two, all three.
And this is cruel.
I know.
It gives me hope that there might be more in a novella or something. I don't know. And that takes us to the idea of Eren without Ella. You know, we saw that from the outside as well. We saw that he was... It's so dark. I don't want to go there. He was so...
You can go there. This is a safe space, Hanin.
I know. I emotionally, I don't want to feel that again.
Oh, okay.
Like, I see him, like, so unanchored, you know? It's like he had something.
Yes.
And now it's gone and it hurts. There is a hole there that he can't fill anymore. And he's looking at the people around him and he doesn't care about them at all. And that makes him angry. And maybe he's thinking, why are they here and my Ella isn't? And none of them is important.
I know what you mean. Yeah. I could really sense that. And that's why, but I could only feel it from a flat perspective, you know, like the outer exterior of his feelings and his emotions. And we know that Warner can control his emotions
and put them in a room and close it.
And that's why we needed those chapters. But okay, fine, we'll deal without Warner chapters. But the fact that there is something missing, you can't ignore that.
I'm so happy they went back to each other. You know,
even though I never doubted that they wouldn't. I mean, it was quite obvious that they were going to end up together.
But no. Like, RoboJay was for too long. I felt...
Like there's no coming back from that?
Yeah. But I'm going to go into that later. When she was that RoboJay, she... like Kenji says... she thought something when Anderson was down for a while, I think, in that scene. He was like, who am I now? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
like, who am I gonna be if he's not...
If he's not...
If my master, so to say,
yeah,
isn't there, you yeah. know?
And that led me to think about the idea I just explained of, like, Warner without an Ella and Ella without a Warner. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was here messed up, but like, yeah. That line is part of this, you know?
That's my thinking. Yeah.
So since we're talking about things from Kenji's perspective or talking about Warner from Kenji's perspective, I think you have...
Yeah, I had something to say about Kenji's chapter. I mean, the fact that we only had Kenji's chapters, I would have preferred him to be less... Like, less babbling and more action, you know? There was always these weird... I know they're more, like, Kenji-like and everything has to be funny and, like, sarcastic. And I don't know, like, always this nagging thing about him. And it's fine, but I can't deal with that with, like, serious things happening around me.
It's not the serious things. I know you're smart enough to have, like, a really good plan right now. Why aren't you thinking about the plan?
Exactly.
Why aren't you regrouping right now? You know? Why are you just going like, with the flow?
I was just gonna say that. Oh my god, why is he going with the flow with everything? Like, why is he not Kenji? You know, like, we need to do something. We need to save everyone. He's
didn't you just get sick because of that? Did you just let it go?
Like, where is your... aspiration for defending everyone, saving everyone? Where was the Kenji who was so upset that no one did anything about the James thing? And like, okay, and now you're finally okay with waiting for Juliet to wake up and do nothing?
And do meetings with your friends?
Okay, that thing, let's go back to that Juliet thing. That thing pissed me off so much. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I feel like I'm just saying all these negative things right now, but it's like, don't get me wrong, I love this book. I would not trade it for the world, but
it's just they did some really stupid things as characters in a situation that the answer is obvious to.
Like for example, okay, someone just got attacked, mm-hmm. and they're in a coma. Why the hell would you want to wait for them to wake up for you to do a plan? No, this person is not functioning right now, so who else has to function? You! You have to come up with a plan on how to protect yourself, because you've already gathered that they know where you are, mm-hmm. okay? Now that you know where you are and you've established that information, why the hell do you not prepare for an attack? It's like they come and attack you and then you're like, oh crap, they're attacking us. Oh, we're not prepared.
And
what do we do? And I'm like, okay,
and they're
you
thinking,
knew this was coming.
And they're thinking to kill Ella if Emmeline is in there. And like, they're
so sloppy. This is so sloppy. Like, we have Castle. We have Nazira. We have
Aaron.
We have Aaron. No, Aaron is also not really functioning at the moment because of Ella, okay? Let's exclude Aaron because he's a mess.
No, I felt like I needed him to go in a defense mode right now, you know?
He did go in
not
a defense
lose
mode.
Himself. Again, it's the people who loves her.
Yeah, that's true. And what's her name? Castle's daughter.
Nuria.
Nuria and Sam. Okay, we have these four people. Nazira, Castle, Nuria, and Sam, okay?
Kenji.
But these, I feel like these should be like the masterminds to come up with something like mind-blowingly good that will protect them from everything. And the fact that they are supernatural as well, why are they just sitting around and not doing anything?
I don't know. Like, their powers, like there is this Stefan guy. I don't know which continent he's from.
Yeah. Is it Stephen or Stefan? It's Stephen. Because it's with a PH.
Stephen?
Yeah.
Okay, Stephen. He has superpowers as well. No, super strength.
Yeah.
I mean, so he sort of has what Juliet has, so...
Sort of, yeah.
Like, work with that. I mean, they're all hiding their powers from each other, but like, come on, do something.
Like, just because Juliet is in a coma doesn't mean you just sit around and eat breakfast.
Exactly.
Yeah. So okay, that was one thing that really bothered me. So, yeah. But the thing is, things got very, very, very interesting once Juliet got kidnapped by Anderson and the whole loyalty switch started happening. So
that wasn't interesting. That was extremely, extremely, extremely unsettling.
I was so entertained.
I had this lead in my stomach.
Yeah.
Like, I was, and my heart was afraid to beat.
I don't know. Like, I loved every second of it.
No, reading this. I was like, this is awful.
I know. That's why I found it so interesting.
And for a moment, I was Warner there. Okay. I was like,
it's like, my Ella, my lovely Ella.
She's attracted to my father. And he's doing this dominant sexual overlay there. And
why? By the way, he wasn't doing anything. He was barely doing anything. He wasn't even initiating anything.
Okay, no, but the writing, made it feel like it's
mutual?
Yeah.
No.
No, not when Anderson made it clear that he doesn't like it. No,
yeah.
Before that, the first face-to-face with Anderson after Juliet woke up. You have something on it highlighted?
Okay, the one thing that gave me the creeps is when he said, my God, he says softly, you're perfect. I was like, oh my God, shit's about to go down.
and the Juliet Ella thing,
yeah.
Chapters,
mm-hmm.
were more Anderson chapters.
Right? Yeah.
It was, we were more in his head than hers, actually.
Okay, so let me just clarify why I found it so entertaining and interesting instead of, like, excruciatingly.
This is scaring me, but go on.
Yeah. So the fact that I liked it so much is because I didn't expect it or didn't see it coming. So she was starting to intrigue me. It's like, oh, finally something that's catching me off guard. You know, something I would have never thought about in a million years, that Juliet would be loyal and even sexually attracted to Anderson. Okay. That was something that just blew my mind away. I know this is... yeah, I know.
Actually, I thought... Sorry, Tahira, for saying this, but I thought it was lazy.
Lazy?
Yeah. Hmm. Lazy making her Robo-J.
I guess you can take it from that perspective, but I think...
She was a completely different person, and that's... Okay, not lazy. She created sort of a third character. Yeah.
But, okay, something about it was, like, it just made me sit on the edge of my seat, okay? I was like, oh my god, what is gonna happen? When Warner actually arrives, okay, how is this gonna turn out? Okay, personally, I didn't like how it turned out. I think there could have been more action rather than Anderson being conscious on the floor and them having a makeout session right next to the unconscious body of his father. So that's, like, something that's, like, we could have, like...
It wasn't in the same room.
It wasn't... Oh, thank God. Okay.
I missed the same room.
In my head, it was in the same room.
No. Because then it was clear that Nazira had locked them in a room, and I was afraid that Anderson may wake up and find them or interrupt them or something. That didn't happen.
Okay,
I
honestly,
he was in another room.
Honestly,
and it wasn't
something,
clear if he actually died or not.
Okay,
by the end,
something I wanted to happen, something that I was, like, craving to happen, was that Anderson actually being conscious. That's for starters, and Anderson ordering Juliet to kill Warner, to be, like, chanting on her, like, do it, or something, that, not to be unconscious on the floor. I would want her to have Anderson in on her, like, literally hearing him in the back of the room, and Warner being in front of her, and they are fighting, and you're, like, torn between... She was torn already, I know that, okay? She was already having these, like, questionable feelings. Should I kill him? Should I not kill him? But the fact that it could have been much, much more powerful if Anderson was actually... conscious, and you know, something else that could have happened is that while she's fighting with Warner, she starts to realize, minus the makeout session, I found that one pretty weird. I would have found it more interesting if, for example, in the middle of the fight, Warner's, like, talking to her and trying to bring her back, middle of the fight she turns around and she kills Anderson instead.
And that would have been, like, yes, a nightmare for Anderson again, because she did that a couple of times.
Yeah, but it would have been much, much cooler, don't you agree?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, that's just my own personal opinion of how it could have went down a little bit better, because there's, like, something about the ending that's not quite clear, or something that's, like, all the puzzle pieces fit in. Moving on to the next. Was a difference in opinion about the name of Julia and her real name, Ella, along with my interest in all the Anderson loyalty thing, was this is what gripped my interest. As well as that, oh, so this is now really the visual representation of her creation or her purpose. And when you told me that isn't her the name Juliet, isn't that the name Anderson gave to her? Mm-hmm. So this isn't really her name. She should not use that name and use her real name just to be indifferent to Anderson. Mm-hmm. Like, you have no power over me. Like, my real name is Ella, and I'm powerful on my own. Like, I don't need you. Aside from the fact that she chose the name Juliet at the end of the novel, that's something
else. For the
else.
Other people,
yeah,
too.
For the other people. I really, really wanted to see that moment where she would defeat Anderson and regain herself. So now we could see the visual representation of Juliet. And when she overpowers him, she becomes Ella. So that's how I could actually see it now. Now that I see her as being loyal to Anderson and being that version of herself.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't like that. No, don't do that ever again. So I could really see the comparison between Juliet and Ella. For me, I always liked Juliet, the name Juliet, because I was used to it. That's what her name was throughout the whole series. So I couldn't see her as anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we had that shift, I could truly see that, no, she is really Ella and not Juliet.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And Juliet only knows what she knows, but Ella knows everything.
Exactly.
You know, the whole history, the whole wiping memory and regained memory and implanted memories.
If these were real people, they would be so damaged.
Yes. And so, cuckoo. I don't know how their brains took it. Let's talk about the fact that Kenji and Nazira never had their moment.
Oh.
After the one in Defy Me.
Again, another disappointing thing.
like the only thing we got was, I'm going to fall in love with you in 4 months, so don't die now. It's like, I'll be completely in love with you after 4 months or something.
Why 4 months, though?
She's a calculating person, so she knows, like,
It's gonna take me 4 months to fall in love with you.
Yeah. So don't die now or something.
How romantic.
And so, Kenji cooled down on Nazira. Her being asleep or something after the being shot.
And why the hell did he avoid her? Like, why was he avoiding her? Like, after the Juliet thing and... I don't know. There's so many loopholes in this thing.
Yes.
Okay, so, and there's something else that I really hate, like his reaction. Like when he came out of the room when Warner was fighting Juliet, okay? He bumped into Nazira, didn't he? When he was saying, God, how much I wish to hug her right now or something. Why didn't you? Like, why didn't you?
That would have been a moment. They're both invisible. They were just feeling each other. And
like, why didn't you give her a hug? Like, what the hell is holding you back? I know the world is ending and everything, blah, blah, blah.
Isn't that reason enough?
Aywa, isn't that a moment why you should hug someone? Like, if not now, then when?
Exactly. Okay, favorite scenes. Can I go first?
Okay.
Okay.
Favorite scenes?
Scenes
okay,
or
I
chapters?
I have a chapter.
Okay. I have two, so don't feel bad. The fight when Anderson came to the sanctuary and, like, the way they hid Ella.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it except in the end when he shot Nazira and Kenji.
Yeah.
And the whole thing with Warner fighting, with them catching James, with the soldiers, with Castle bringing buildings, roofs over their heads. It was out of an X-Men movie. It was even better. I loved that so much. That was interesting. Not Ella being Robo-J.
Yeah.
But like, wow, I loved that scene so much. It was so action coordinated. The battle was seamless. Chapeau to her, really.
She really did that well, yeah, I have to admit.
And I saw Eren as something like, yes, they must have felt he was a hero. He was fighting with everything he has. It was for the first time Eren in action. Have you seen him fight before?
No, not really.
He just held a gun and like made a speech and shot a gun before. He didn't really fight before.
Yeah, yeah.
Not even in Ignite Me in the end.
Wow.
This is him using every power available to him around him. Using his hand-to-hand combat. Using everything he was told. This is him.
I even loved, I was so worried about the scene when he was like, take me instead. I was like, no, 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 no.
That part, oh my God.
I was like, no, Habibi, Habibi, take a step back in the ergawara. Let the adults handle this.
But then, that would have been better than her being Robo J and that thing with Anderson.
You just reminded me, okay. I wanted to tell you, Aslan, when Anderson refused Warner's offer, I was going to tell you, okay, this is the very first time I agree with Anderson. I was like, yes, good job, Anderson. This yes. is, okay, I agree with you this time and only this time.
Actually, yeah.
Right? I'm like, okay, and then even it wouldn't have worked anyway. You know, he needs a specific body for Emmeline to switch. So even if he would have taken somebody else.
I'm thinking right now, that's moot. They could have used Warner to use Emmeline's powers. Duh. He doesn't need to be transferred into her or she transferred into him or anything.
I don't know.
Okay, my second favorite scene.
Okay.
Actually, the one where they made out. Okay, it was a bit weird. Like, why are you letting him do this to you when you don't know him in your head, you know? But then it was the idea that the mind and the body are separate. Like, her body remembers him. Her bones remembers him. Yeah, yeah. This is her home. Mm-hmm. She finally feels answers to the questions she's been asking herself all day.
I mean, look, this scene, I can understand why it's the thing that would bring her back. Because Warner has such a deep connection with her.
It was so intense.
But I was like, why did it have to be this? You know?
I know. Like, it was weird him taking off his jacket, then his shirt, then whatever. You know what I mean, I was you know when he took off his shirt? I don't remember where was his tattoo, but maybe that would have sprung a memory in her mind.
Yeah,
tattoo.
Wasn't it on his back or something? On the other side?
No, no,
it
no.
It wasn't on the front.
On his thigh, I think.
Hmm.
I don't remember where, but I mean, she was pretty occupied with Anderson's tattoo, so maybe his tattoo would have brought something right. back. She didn't use that, but I mean, it's the idea of, like, knowing your mate when you're not even yourself, you know? It's even in this, they are for each other, you know?
Yeah.
It was really good.
It's not one of my favorite scenes.
What made
scenes.
It good wasn't that. Like, wasn't the physical contact. It was Erin going in, like, knowing she might kill him in a second. It was that. It was him, I bring her back or nothing. And all I could think about was, what if she comes back to herself after she kills him and that's a thing and it's irreversible and I don't want this to happen. And I keep reading, so that wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
There was this underlayer to what's happening. It's like, it's all I have now as Erin. This is it, you know? And this is how, what he knows because he, I don't know, like, remember when he used to think about her when she shot him for the first time, when he had her in her room hiding in Ignite Me? He would have those nightmares that she came in and made out with him and then she shoots him again and again and again and again. So it was him reliving his nightmare. It was him reliving the simulations where he kills himself all over again. And that breaks my heart because it's so hard what happened to him throughout his life, you know?
Yeah, I know.
He didn't deserve this. Yeah, so those are my two favorite scenes. What is yours? This one.
Yeah, I don't know why I keep going back to the Anderson chapters. There's just something about it that just pulls me towards it, and I can't even tell you why.
Okay.
I mean, okay, so look at this line, okay? I think I like it because it's so unlike her. Something so out of line.
Something is wrong.
Exactly. Like, where am I going? Where is this going? I feel like I'm a victim and Tahereh Mafi is doing something to me. That she's like violating me.
That's what I felt. She's like, why are you doing this to me?
Okay, so it is my job now to know him completely, to anticipate his needs and fears, to protect him with my life and serve his interests entirely. And I was like, I don't know, there's something about these chapters that are so strong and out of place. Like, even if you focus on them alone, you can truly feel that this is not Juliet or Ella. It's something else. It's
not right. Yeah. Yes, it's not right. That's why Aslan, the chapters are... Like, Ella and Juliet are scratched. Are they?
No, it's Juliet.
Juliet is not scratched. Underlined.
Yeah. That's why I came up with this idea. Because when you say Juliet is the one person created by Anderson to be loyal to him.
Yeah.
Okay? And this is where I started to grasp the idea of why Anderson made her this way. Mm. Or why he wanted her this way in the first place. Okay, these chapters really gave me clarity on his purpose, technically, on why he wants her this way. For example, why doesn't he just capture her and put Emmeline against her will in her body? Like, why does he need her loyal?
He wants her to submit. He needs her to submit.
Exactly.
He needs to know that he succeeded in making her his. In this way.
So there's something so...
He can't even do this to his own son. He's been trying.
Mm-hmm.
He can't.
Yeah, so this blind loyalty to him, it's really scary. So there was something about it that just made my heart pound. Like, I went through these chapters very quickly. Like, yeah. I couldn't stop. Even when I started switching back to Kenji again, I was like, oh my god, no! Can we please just skip the Kenji chapters and go back to Juliet? Because I want to know what happens. And after that, okay, there's something that, here in this one, it's about Anderson, okay? Mm-hmm. I know we have this common theme with analyzing the villains and, like, seeing that extra layer they have and why are they the way they are and always this big, huge question mark. But there's something about Anderson that I've always wanted to remain pure evil.
Yes. Okay? I didn't hear that he wanted to be a baker or that he was tortured by his mother.
Exactly. Why? I didn't want that extra layer. Like, I didn't need it. I didn't want to sympathize with him, and I didn't, but there's...
Not sympathize, but
understand. Think
there is a reason for him torturing Eren every birthday.
Yeah. Like, for example, when I got a bit older, there's a quote on, like, page 175. When I got a bit older, my mother used to force bleach down my throat, ammonia, whatever she could find under the sink. It was never enough to kill me, he says, meeting my eyes, just enough to torture me for all of eternity. He throws back the rest of the drink. You might say that I lost my appetite. And it's like, I don't freaking care what happened to you, okay? Leave that scarred... past to yourself, please. We don't need to know that. I don't know, there's something about Anderson that just needs to remain pure anger and pure evil without that extra layer. Okay, something I was expecting to happen was for Anderson to use Adam's power on everyone.
Yes.
Like, the whole world will be erased of all supernatural powers.
Yes. That, like, Werner predicted, actually, when he knew that Adam gave them his power. Things were wrapped up quickly.
Very quickly.
A lot of things.
Speaking of, we need to talk about the ending.
Yeah. Yeah. The dog? Really?
Really? Okay, so the ending stopped with Ella or Juliet or whatever.
Ella to Eren.
Ella to Eren, Juliet to everybody else, that she liked this puppy and she gave the puppy to Werner and he saw her laughing and that's it.
No describing the wedding dress or her walking down the aisle.
No wedding vows.
Or Genji being the worst best man and Nazira being the best maid of honor.
Best maid of honor.
Or anything.
And think that explains my sigh. It explains everything.
Yeah, you said it all. That said it all.
I don't know. I expected more. I expected like this mind-blowingly amazing wedding where they like just...
Where the whole world is celebrating.
Celebrating, yeah. But we didn't get that, so yeah.
I mean...
A dog is fine too, so... Weddings. Who likes weddings anyway? Commitment. Ah!
Oh, that comment Erin made about who marries at night? I mean,
in Egypt, we all marry at night.
Yeah. He was like...
Oh, is okay. That not a thing? We've been doing it wrong for centuries now.
But then I thought maybe it's just the ceremony. But we do ceremonies at night all the time.
Yeah.
It's the default.
No, like, I know.
It's the abnormal for us to want a wedding and a ceremony in the morning or evening or something.
Like, okay. At the end, I expected something else. Like when they were in the car and they had to go out. And they went inside the building. I was expecting that to be a church. Wasn't it a church? It wasn't, right?
No, they were...
I expected
the sanctuary.
I know they went to the sanctuary, but I wanted it to be the church. So they get ready there, and then they just...
The thing is, how are they going to get married under which religion? They aren't...
Right.
There isn't any religions.
I haven't thought about that.
Yeah, it would have been like something on the database or something.
They're not Christian. It had to be like a government thing.
Yeah, like, and they saying vows or something, and that's it.
The vows.
Like, what would Werner promise her?
Exactly. Like, what would they say in their wedding? Like, please, Tara Rafi, what have you done to us?
I hope there are drafts lying around in your house that you would like. Probably put on your website.
Someday, please.
Please, now.
We right beg
now.
You. Okay, I promise you, I will pay you.
We aren't that rich.
No, I will get a job. I will earn money. I won't spend that money on books. I will spend it on those chapters that you haven't published.
So you make it worth it. Okay, I've been seeing reviews on the past couple of days on Instagram about people being disappointed with the book. So
you have? Oh, thank God we're not alone.
No, we're not alone. I'm not right now. I'm not disappointed with Imagine Me. I'm just sad. It's over. Yeah, it's over. So yeah, see, like, tell us what you think, guys, when you read the book. Like, I hope you read it when we read it. So you're with us. And
if you're like the kind of person who doesn't like reading ebooks like us, we were just forced to read it because we had to record this episode earlier.
But I mean, people all over the world pre-order the book and it comes to them, so
yeah,
it's just us. We're just here lonely in Egypt.
We don't get those luxuries. We have to wait a bit longer.
Like a couple of months longer, more than lots of months.
Oh, this is so sad. But anyway, please, guys, if you have read the book, let us know on our Instagram and our Facebook page. We always post the recent books that we will talk about, and we would love to hear your opinions about this book, if you felt the same or if you didn't. Even if you want to contradict us, that's fine too.
I'm sure there are things that we didn't talk about.
Yeah. Maybe
you can remind us of them. And let's do a rereading thing one day when we get the books. Don't reread before us, please.
we will do a rereading challenge.
Yeah.
We will let you know when we're reading them, and then we can read them together.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you in the next chapter.
Yeah, which is a book by Tahereh Mafi as well.
Yeah.
A Very Large Expanse of Sea. It was a tough one to record. It's already recorded, and we hope we don't offend anyone. But it was tough for us thinking and talking about
religion. Let's not get into it too much. Let's leave something to the imagination.
See you
in the next one, chapter 17.
Yeah,
bye.
Bye. Thank you for making it till the end of this chapter. This was our last chapter in the Shatter Me series. I'm not crying.
You're crying.
But we still have one more novel of Tahereh Mafi to go to, which is the young adult book, A Very Large Expanse of Sea. We post every second Monday. My name is Haneen. Mark the page for chapter 17.